this crazy dream about some folks who love this country, who all began to dream the same dream. And when the morning came, there arose across this nation people thinking one and the same. And they awoke to find their freedoms and all their liberties had gradually been taken away. And when they realized the danger to their posterity, I heard those patriotic people say, we want this country back. We ain't just joking, Jack. We want our liberty and our dignity and our freedoms and our rights restored. We want this country back. She's been driven way off track. We're wide awake and we're madder than hell now. And we ain't gonna take it anymore. No, we're not gonna take it anymore.
Welcome back, folks. No, we're not gonna take it anymore. Welcome back to another edition of Jeffrey Bennett's The Edge of Darkness, being brought to you proudly here on RBN, Republic Broadcasting Network, where you will hear the real news, the real talk with real people out there that are just like you and I. Folks, today's date is April the 10th, 2023, the day after Easter, which was yesterday. And I am your guest host, Maggie Rose. What you just heard was the song from Carl Kline. And that was a song that he gave me back in the 90s when I first started doing radio. I had that time. I had a show called The Concord Hour, C-O-N-C-O-R-D, named after the Battle of Concord and Lexington. And then later on, years later, I went on to do two-hour shows, and it was called The Concord Show. And so now here we are back doing one-hour radio shows here. And I am very, very proud and very humbled that Jeffrey Bennett, a friend of mine that I met through doing radio almost 30 years ago, has asked me to do his Monday and Friday shows. Now, remember, Jeffrey will be back with you tomorrow, as he is every Wednesday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday here on Republic Broadcasting Network. He has Kettle Moran, which deals in precious metals, and I just got off the phone with him earlier today. And things are crazy out there right now when it's coming to precious metals, the supply and demand that we have going on. Now, before we bring on our guest today, who's a first-time guest here to Republic Broadcasting Network, I want you all to know that what I am bringing forth here on radio, and just ignore the dove in the background. He was a dove that was born in captivity, as were his parents, grandparents, and great-grandparents, and I've had him for probably over 10 years now. And he likes to sing in the background at times, and there aren't too many rooms where we can really put him in at this point. Not with six rescue cats running around. So I want you all to know that while we're doing radio here, this is for me. It's volunteer. I don't get paid. I don't have a business. I'm not selling anything. But I need you all to know that we are purely listener supported. For the most part here, it is your generous donations that help to keep us on the air. We will be going to a station break at the bottom of the hour at roughly 5:30 Pacific Standard Time for a couple minutes. But I want you to know is that I am here to educate you, hopefully to inspire you, and to motivate you. I'm hoping that you guys will use the critical thinking skills that many people are trying to basically beat out of us. I want you to be able to think outside the box. I want you to know that we may not agree on all issues or even on some issues. And that is the beauty of this country, is the ability to agree that we can disagree with each other. And as my friend Chris Brumbles said, there's some issues that he and I just don't totally agree on, but we are still friends, okay? And many times we're finding with our own family members that we have family members that if we don't march to the same drummer that they're marching to, if we don't subscribe to the same ideology, they want to cut you off at the ankles. And these are your flesh and blood relatives. These are your family members that you grew up loving and sometimes not liking very much. But, you know, if more people around the world would be willing to listen to each other, heartfelt listening to each other, I think it would be a better place for us to be living in. So, again, I'm not telling you what to think. There's things on here that Dean and I may not completely agree on, but at the same time, we found from talking to each other that there's more things that we do agree on than we disagree on. Now, there's something before we bring him on. There's two things I want to present to you. I want to present to you this thing that was sent to me through Facebook that has to do with the shots, the inoculations. And I truly believe what these women are saying is true. The second woman has given an explanation why she no longer is an organ donor. And why I am not an organ donor, because if you go into the hospital, you're unconscious. Maybe your family doesn't get there right away. And they see that you're an organ donor on your driver's license. There is a very strong likelihood they will not really try very hard to save your life at all. That is where we've discovered the medicine has gone today in 2023. That doctors and nurses and administrators of big hospitals are all about money and profit. And they could try to get your family member to allow them to donate your organs and tell the family members that you're brain dead when you are not brain dead. And then they'll turn around and harvest your organs and they'll sell them. There's a huge black market going on right now regarding donated organs. Now, I agree, folks. There's many people out there waiting for a kidney transplant, a heart transplant, a lung transplant. But I'm wondering how many people have been allowed to die because they believe that the death of this one person, especially if they're a teenager in their 20s, early 30s, could, you know, give two eyes to two other people and a couple lungs and a heart and liver and a kidney or whatever. And so therefore they figured, oh, letting this one person die is going to help these seven or eight others when they could have saved that person's life. And they really didn't try that hard to. And what we know is going on around the world right now with organ, black market organ harvesting in China, here's a country we're doing business with, and yet they're committing genocide on their own people. They're harvesting organs on people that, what do? They crossed the street illegally, so they go to prison and they're killed for their organs because they crossed the street illegally. How insane is that? And yet we have our Republicans and Democrats, and Biden especially now, doing deals with these countries, they're committing genocide. So I first wanted to play this for you because it makes an awful lot of sense to me. And this could be a topic we might be talking about.
Isn't it a fact that
this could be a topic that we could end up maybe talking about with Dean and myself today? Let me see if I can find it here.
I'd be telling people to take themselves off a donor list, but this is how we've been treated. You guys are the ones who told us that we should unalive ourselves because we chose not to get the vaccine. And now medically, we all pay the same taxes. We all pay into the government. We all pay into the healthcare. And here we are, the unvaccinated. If we need a kidney, if we need a heart, if we need any sort of transplant, we don't get it because we chose not to get the COVID-19 vaccine. But it's okay if the vaccinated get one of our unvaccinated kidneys or hearts. Not fair. Not fair at all. Unfortunately, we are taking a stand, and this is going to happen because if we don't, then the government is going to continue to take away everything from us. Everything. I agree with her. Kids were kicked out of the Ronald McDonald House who had cancer for not having the vaccine. Patients were taken off transplant lists for not having the vaccine. You do realize that probably someday our organs are actually going to be worth money when they realize the damage that that treatment is doing to people's bodies. It's not right. I took my name off the donor list years ago when I realized hospitals would probably let me pass away just to sell my organs. But she's absolutely right in her facts, and I wouldn't be a donor either.
Okay, so that's just one thing I want you guys to think about as Dean and I are going to the show today. I want to be able to let you know a little bit how I met Dean the other day. It was very recent that I met him, and it was because he and I both ended up being on the same Skype chat with a Skype group, and everybody's donating information, trying to keep each other informed of what is going on. And I read through many of these chats that I've been invited to, and sometimes once in a while I contribute or I ask a question, but most of the time I read because I'm trying to get information from many different sources and seeing what resonates with me, what makes sense, and seeing if what I'm learning from other sources is actually matching up with the sources that I'm currently reading. Now, this is something that I received. It was sent to everybody in the particular chat that Dean and I met each other on the other day, as dated March of 2023. And this was from Dean, and it said, and I quote, "From my friend James Rink, the Secret Space Program, just received from a high-level military source, this might be the most important message you'll ever get to read. Confirmed. Military and training for the implementation of the emergency broadcast system. The trigger for the EBS will be vaccination mandates again, worldwide again with lockdowns. When this in fact occurs, you will know we are right around the corner from a new world, folks. Do not get angry and do not panic whatsoever. This is needed. Yes, it truly must happen like this so we can transition to a bright future. It is part of the script and the last phase of indeed gut-wrenching awakening movie that was necessary to awaken the masses. This will ensure everyone is safely placed in their home and able to witness a historical moment that reveals all of the truths, cover-ups, etc. through the EBS or emergency broadcast system, which is imminent. There must be a test, okay, and then a review of all occurrences and activities. The possible implications on a national and global level can be quite complicated, so things must be in alignment to the protocols. Yes, there are many consequences if things aren't done with precision and perfection. This is the practice run before the real one, folks, to see responses and accuracy into what is forthcoming, which could change humanity. We hear the schedule is now finally firm, but again, I'm just the messenger. Be ready to adjust if needed in regards to possible time changes. Only a select few know the moment of exact and precise timing of events. For security and other obvious reasons, it must be properly kept private. Again, the emergency broadcast system is going to be airplane, an 8-hour video. It will be replaying this 3 times a day for 10 days during the time we have communication darkness. During those 10 days of communication darkness, the following things could happen. We will receive 7 trumpets, aka the emergency broadcast text messages on our phones, alerting us to tune into our TV at this time. Our phones will only work for dialing 911, and we are informed that the Signal app, which is the military encrypted, will be available. Our TVs will only show 3 explanatory movies on a continuous loop for the 10 days. It will cover topics of the arrest, the tribunals, the fraud, corruption, pedophilia. Our internet will not work at that time. Our ATMs will not work. After the 10 days of communication darkness, we will connect to a new quantum internet. People are urged to stock up right now on at least 3 weeks of food and water. We are promised the new Starlink internet system by the end of that month. Again, I repeat, be prepared with food, water, toilet paper, generators, etc. for this great awakening reveal. As we speak, the teams are right now coordinating this important historical event. They're revamping the emergency broadcast system to ensure the utmost security for all involved. So please remain patient as things get finalized. They want to make certain that there is not any interference of any sort at all. Those making the plan want no one to panic whatsoever, because it's simply going to be the release of the truths. After the emergency broadcast system, and we've gone through 10 days of mainstream media blackout and sat through all the 24/7, 8 hours long movies, do we go back to normal like business as usual? Answer is, after the emergency broadcast system and the 8 hours long of 24/7 movies, all will change. The life support attached to the old and evil systems will be pulled. Humanity and planet Earth simultaneously move to quantum reality, consciousness system, peace and prosperity. It'll be the end of the financial and human consciousness enslavement. Old systems of government, education, finance, health, trade, and commerce, etc., will be dismantled and replaced. We may have a new currency called the USN, the US note, which is gold-backed. The time is now to alert as many who will listen. Do not have too much pride. Go warn those you love, even though they'll think you're crazy. Your goal for others is truly to help absorb the shock of what is coming, unquote. Now, folks, with that, I'd like to be able to introduce Dean. Dean has a background in martial arts. He was once a mayor of a small town back in Illinois, here in the United States. He has a background. He used to be an owner of a herbal, a natural herbal business. He is what we call a herbalist. And he is one of those that is awakening. He lives in the Great Northwest, and he is here today for the first time. Dean Chambers, welcome. Welcome to Republic Broadcasting Network.
Well, Maggie, thank you so much for inviting me.
Now, what I read, is that not accurately what you put out?
It is. And I'm hearing an echo of my voice. If you could correct that, it'd be most helpful. That is a correct statement that James Rink made, and he did send to me. He is a friend of mine. He is a super soldier. He has done, for those that are familiar with super soldiers, he's done several, 20 years and back, where he's also part of the time travel program. So he made this statement to me and asked me to put it out, and I did. What did you think of it?
Well, you know, what's interesting is one of the things that I want to put out there, Dean, is we don't want to fearmonger people. And we've had many people, including a very good friend of mine by the name of Juan, make so-called predictions and tell us that, you know, we're going to be going through a near-death experience before we come out the other end of the tunnel. And many times by many different sources, we were given specific dates when certain things were going to happen. But what we have to remember is that whatever we're putting out there, they're also putting out information. And sometimes the good guys, the white guys, I believe, are putting out misinformation knowing that the bad guys are going to see that. And so, therefore, there's a kind of a psyops going back and forth. And so I finally reached a point the other day was, you know what, I'm going to just keep on taking care of my life, trying to live life with as much joy as I possibly can, prep the people out there in radio land, ask people to prepare as if they were preparing for a tornado, a hurricane, an earthquake, that Cascadia event, an EMP, the electrical grid going down, a natural-made disaster, you know, meteor shower, whatever. Just prepare as you would do for any of natural disasters and or any man-made disasters. Do not live your life in fear. Do not go from day to day being fearful, like, you know, the sky is falling, there's going to be an apocalypse or something. But I believe there's a lot of truth in what he sent to you, because I am hearing from many sources that the only way that they can actually turn this around is on a global level. We have to get the entire world sitting up and taking note and paying attention at the same time. Because if everybody is going about their business like nothing's going to happen, people will not be home to see these 8 hours of videos with the actual evidence of what the deep state, the globalists, the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, the Obamas, the Clintons, the Bidens have been doing to us for the last 200 to 300 years. People are not going to understand that here in the U.S., the 1871, under the Vatican and under the Church of England and the king at the time, that they took over this country. They couldn't get us, you know, during the Revolutionary War. They couldn't get us in the War of 1812. They tried to fund the Confederacy and the Civil War to take over the United States then. They put in this fake International Monetary Fund, this fake Federal Reserve, which is a fake private corporation, to collect taxes from us illegally through the IRS, which is supposed to be voluntary. But if you don't volunteer, they'll go after isolated people to make examples. So I think if everybody is forced to stay home and they can't use the internet and they can't be using their cell phones to play video games or whatever, and they're forced to either, you know, they can use 911 on their phone for an emergency, but they're forced to watch these tapes for 10 days of a communication darkness blackout of all other mainstream media, that is the only way everybody around the world will sit up and be on the same page. And then therefore we will be able to dispel a bunch of fear, a bunch of panic, because they will know that the good guys are in charge in reversing this. What do you think?
Well, I'm going to play devil's advocate and be on the other side of the fence on this one. And I want you to consider, I'm going to ask you another question, and let's just try to keep things brief so we can move around. I got a lot of stuff I'd like to cover. Have you ever heard this EBS, 10 days of shutdown and everything? Have you ever heard that before?
Yes. I heard it about like a year and a half ago.
They've done it 3 or 4 times.
I know.
It's never happened. Number one.
But that doesn't mean it can't happen, Dean.
I understand it. Let me just go forward. What we're being fed, and I really believe that this article that James has plugged in with artificial intelligence, this smacks of AI, something that was written by AI. Now, wait a second. If I were to describe what's going on in the world with one word, lies. Everything we're being told is a lie. I'll give you an example. The Biden administration, that's a lie. That's not Biden. That's an actor. I even showed you a picture of the guy who's playing him.
Yes.
The real Biden and Hunter Biden, and it goes back to the Hunter Biden laptop. These guys are monsters. What they did to children, horrible. They're murderers. They have it on videotape. I've seen a lot of the footage of what they did. Bestiality. These people are terrible. I want you to know that our good military went in, grabbed Hunter, and Joe brought them in. They were adjudicated under a judge's advocate general, and they were promptly taken out and executed. So there is no Hunter Biden. So that's a first lie. Anybody that says, oh, today and on the Biden administration, he said this, it's all a lie. And subsequently, everything that is attached to that is a lie also. This emergency broadcast system, it's not going to accomplish anything. You're not going to shut off TVs. What about people in hospitals that are on emergency oxygen and everything else? They didn't address any of that. I heard it before where they said, oh, well, we're going to make certain considerations for these people. It's all BS. It's all BS. Trust me, you'll know that in the final analysis, everything they're feeding us is a lie. Now, what can we put our teeth into and begin to realize that is really true? Is our monetary system turning around? It is. We are going to BRICS. BRICS stands for Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa. They're countries that subscribe to the gold standard. We subscribe to a fake, lie, phony, promissory note, and we have since, like you said, 1871, when the Federal Reserve came in and they started printing up money like it was going out of style. The only thing that the American people suffered is the labor. The value of our labor went way down. We had to work a whole lot harder to get that bread and butter and things to feed our children and so on and so forth. That's what happened. So the money system going to a gold standard is a very, very good thing. And many, many other countries, I mean, I think I heard that all of Africa, Saudi Arabia is getting in, and they don't like that at all. Because it's easy for the bad guys to go, let's print up another $1 trillion. It's just paper. No, this is going to be backed by gold. we have a lot of gold. It was a couple of years ago, the good guys, and the good guys, let's describe who the good guys are. The ones they're attacking. The United States has a bad, evil government. The Democrats are communist. But we also have a good representation of the people. And we have been inching along and doing a good job in destroying them. So who are some of the other global players in this big game? Putin is an absolute good guy. And they attack him like crazy. The other guy is Xi from China. Putin is it actually was Trump that came on the record. I'm going against human trafficking. Nobody ever went down that path. Human trafficking, child molestation, sexual carving up kids and selling their organs, as you aptly described before. Putin went on the exact same page with that. Xi went on the exact same page with that. They are known, and not many people know this, as the Trident, like a three-speared global power. That's who they are, going against evil. And we have lots of evil on this planet. Now, so it's about money. It's also about it's about extraterrestrials. If you think for a second extraterrestrials don't have, we'll call them entities, extra-dimensional entities, don't have some impact, and how we got here, how we got genetically messed up, how they try to straighten things out, you're not seeing the whole picture. That's why we've been so subjugated for such a long time. We had negativity running the planet, pretty much free reign. Then we had some positive come over here, and we hear of all these different angels that came in. Saint Michael and Gabriel and Rachel, were they part of a group called the Elohim? And the Elohim were the Elohim was the one God. Mikael, Gabriel, Raphael, all part of the Elohim, the one God. Then on the other side, you had the liar, Lucifer. Lucifer lies about everything. He controls the government. He controls the money. He controls it. He lies about everything. And we listen and we believe. What percentage of the population do you think actually believes what government tells them? 80 to 90%.
Well, according to Juan, he said the reason why.
Is it Osabin?
He said that why the white hats are not doing what we think that they should be doing right now is that they're having to work behind the scenes. But for them to actually do a reverse here in just the United States alone, he said we need at least 81% of the 330 million people in the U.S., we need at least 81% to actually acknowledge and understand what is going on. And that way, then they can move in and there won't be panic from the public. The public will be cooperative in trying to expose the corruption that is all levels of government, from your sheriff, you have crooked county commissioners, you have crooked mayors.
I get it. Are you talking about 107?
Yes.
Okay. I'm quite familiar with the guy. I read and I agree with a lot of his stuff, but I'd like to interject here. This has already begun.
I know.
This is not something that's going to be happening. I want you to know that tribunals have been taking place where? Guantanamo Bay, which everybody knows about. Garcia Island, Washington, D.C. We've been hanging people for a long, long time. We took Hillary Clinton out, and she said, you better take care of these guys, or we're all going to hang. Well, guess what? They arrested her. She's a murderer. She's responsible for so many people's death. The good military said, we'll use your own words. They took her out and hung her. I got pictures of her laying on the slab. I had a guy that was there at her hanging and gave me a blow-by-blow description. It took two minutes and 37 seconds for her to finally expire. I don't think too many people get that type of information. That's irrelevant. I think the more important
thing is... We're going to a station break. We'll be right back, folks. You're listening to Dean Chambers. I am your guest host, Maggie Rose, here on Jeffrey Bennett's The Edge of Darkness. We'll be right back on the other side of the half hour.
Real news, real talk, real people, because you can handle the truth.
Inflation control is population control. I'm Peter Serafin with this week's Liberty Minute and a reminder to get your body ready to fight the next virus with Quercetin Plus Zinc from Liberty Lighthouse Wellness. Find it at liberty-lighthouse.com. The U.S. Federal Reserve was created by Congress to provide the nation with a safer, more flexible, and more stable monetary and financial system. One way that they do this is by attempting to control inflation. But is that really a good thing? The money in your pocket or in your bank account isn't really money at all. It's fiat currency with no physical backing. It is worth less every time the government prints more. Contrast the current system to actual minted money. A quarter minted before 1965 contains about $3.50 worth of silver today. A quarter dollar from 1965 isn't even worth $2.50 today. So the value of silver has increased by 1,400%, but because of artificially manipulated inflation, the dollar has only gone up by 950% during that same time. You see, inflation is only bad when all of our money is fake fiat currency. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until next time, Sivis Pashem, Parabellum.
For the first time since its inception, RBN is offering a limited opportunity to you, the listener, to join our quest. You will be provided an effective platform on both internet and satellite broadcasting, and also gain the opportunity to both share your creativity with our producers and voice your message with thousands of patriots. Interested? Call 800-724-2719, extension 3, for details.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Granddaddy was a hillbilly scholar, blue collar of a man. He came from the school where you didn't eat nothing if you couldn't make it with your own two hands. He was backwoods, backwards, used words like no sir, yes ma'am, by God be darned, hell yeah, I'm American. In all the years he walked this earth, I swear all he did was work. Said the devil dreams on an idle horse, so you listen to me, squirt.
Oh, I love it, folks. Welcome back to the next half hour here of Republic Broadcasting Network. I am your guest host, Maggie Rose, here on Jeffrey Bennett's The Edge of Darkness. You are listening to this on April the 10th, 2023, the day after Easter. I hope you all had a wonderful Easter. I want to thank those of you that were keeping my friend Mark, his wife Maria, and their son Michael in your prayers during the last week or so. I met Mark Kelly in 1974 when I was stationed at the 121 Evacuation Hospital in Seoul, Korea. We both worked up on the psych and the alcohol drug use ward. As we're pulling out of Vietnam, many of our soldiers were brought back. I ended up renting a room in an apartment complex that Mark and his Korean wife Maria had. They've been married exactly 49 plus years. They lost their daughter, Jennifer, about 6 years ago. She was in her 30s. They lost her to colon cancer. She'd only been married about a year. And yesterday, I have not seen them in over 40 years, but I've been in touch with them. They live out of state. And yesterday morning, Mark called me, and he told me that Maria was about to make her transition. She was no longer able to see or move, but she could hear. And he put the phone up to her ear, and I was able to say something to her. I was able to do the Lord's Prayer, let her know that, you know, she is about to embark on another journey, a journey that we're all going to be ending up on one of these days, and that life and love does go on. I understand, and this was yesterday around noon, I understand last night between 6 and 7 o'clock while my family and I were sitting around, about nine of us having an Easter dinner, holding hands, we put Maria in our prayers, and I understand right about that time she made her transition. So I want to thank those of you that have been keeping Mark and Maria and Michael in your prayers, and knowing that we have another angel now. So, and for her to make that transition on Easter Sunday, that just speaks volumes. So I want to welcome you both back, all of you, those of you also on TalkStream Live that are listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Remember, you may not agree with everything I and or my guest have to say, but please keep an open mind, and whatever does resonate with you, please keep it close to your heart. We're here to educate you. We're here to inspire you and hopefully motivate you to get more involved in your community. Welcome back, Dean, to the show.
Thank you so much. And my sincere sympathies and condolences go out to the family.
Yes.
And their new angel.
Yeah, Mark is going through a lot right now. He worked in Hollywood for many, many years after he left the U.S. Army, and he and Maria were living in Nevada, and she's just the most beautiful soul. But the one thing we're taking comfort in is now she's back with her daughter in her daughter's arms again. And I truly believe that after we throw off this peanut shell and we make our transition, that we're actually more free than we are in this human body. So I know she's in a wonderful place right now.
Well, I completely agree. I call this body a vehicle. And we're kind of in a matrix now. And we're busting the bubble. And we're going to begin to see that there's a singularity that we're a part of, and that this movie that we've been so hypnotized has been nothing more than that, than an illusion. And it's taken a lot of effort by, I don't like using white, because that the white hats, the black hats, the red hats, you know, you have experiences in life. Experiences bring with them lessons. It gives you an opportunity to grow in life. They're subjective to the person. That's what we're going through. I found in the universe that there are a few laws that are absolute. And I'd like you to comment. The first law is love. The universe is love. It's an attraction, whether it's an attraction between a man and a woman, whether it's an attraction between molecules. It attracts, and something grows, creation happens. Humans come together, they procreate. We're gods. So under love, some of the experiences that one might encounter is compassion, gratitude. Being thankful, very, very powerful. Number two, a law is truth. A little bit more cut and dry. What subscribes to truth? It's justice. You know, I'm compassionate to those mass murderers that will come out and want to come to your house, kill your family. I'm compassionate to them. Right after justice is served.
Yes. I totally agree with you. You know, what I'm thinking about, there's a little tiny, I guess you call it like a little bumper sticker I have on the console inside my car. And basically it says that life is our lesson, and love is the main lesson of all. But living this life is like being in a schoolhouse. Earth is a schoolhouse.
Absolutely.
And love is the main lesson we're supposed to learn. So if you look upon, you know, that we're on this planet, what they call Gaia, and you look upon the fact that there's many other planets around the universe or in other universes that can also sustain life. And I look upon that, you know, I believe we chose this particular time for us, our soul, our spirit to be here. And I believe that love is the greatest lesson of all. I believe that right after that is we have to learn the law of forgiveness. You know, the old saying, to forgive is divine. So with love as being the main lesson, forgiveness being the second one, learning compassion and learning empathy. There's a big difference between empathy and sympathy. You don't want to be sympathetic.
Oh, yes.
You don't want to be sympathetic, but you should be empathetic, and there's a big difference. When you talk about the truth, truth is power. And just as we see that power out of control corrupts absolutely, we also know that power in the right hands, with the right people, with the right mindset, can actually turn this planet back into a paradise. And then justice, there needs to be justice for all. And I was reading something on Facebook today where they were talking about, you know, the Confederate memorials and statues that came down, and the reason why many of these Confederate statues and...
They're erasing the past.
And they're trying to erase the past, but the reason they were originally put up was to honor some of those Confederates and Union soldiers that never came home. But this man came up, and he's like, well, I don't believe whites and blacks should be equal. I don't believe that blacks should have the equal right to vote. And I don't believe that blacks should be considered to be as equal as I am. And I could not believe how racist and bigoted not only the United States still has, but around the world. And we talk about slavery. There are still so many countries that are enacting slavery, and yet we're doing business with them. How hypocritical is that?
Well, there's contributing factors. Some of the greatest power on the planet is religion. Everybody has been submerged in religion, and all religions are crowd control. I mean, you look at the Bible, it's a contradiction unto itself. You've got the Old Testament that says, fear God, obey my commandments. That's Luciferian. Then you go, well, we got a new PR guy that didn't really work out so well. So we're just going to do love God, love your neighbor as yourself. And so you get a book of contradictions. And not to mention the fact that they decided that there's certain things you should know in the Bible. So they left out 15 books, you know, the book of Enoch and everything else. All this stuff to mold your brain into a kind of a compliant acceptance of the reality that you should subscribe to. And, that's what it is. I want to make a little plug here because I really need to. Anybody that wants to help me in my work, DeanChambers228 at PayPal, it'd be greatly appreciated. Now, that being said, I want to move on and say that the government has developed a false sense of who we are. They call us a straw man. We're not even a real person. We're not even in a real reality. We're in a maritime admiralty. We're in the law of water. We're not even a real person on the land. They have bamboozled us. Even when we're born, we have to have Doc arguments. You know, our parents have been fooled into registering from the word regis, give it to the king, giving us to the king to do whatever they want. That's been going on forever, for thousands of years, actually. And you know my saying about Congress? The opposite of progress is Congress. They're a corporation. You can't serve two masters. You can't serve we, the people. We are the ones that pay their salary. We are the original constitutional republic. But they created a corporate version of that and said that, in the 13th Amendment, they pulled it and said, well, you know, attorneys can hold positions of power. They can run for office. And the original said, no, you can't do that. They realized that the Bar Association was just so corrupt, the British accredited registry, which is so corrupt. That's just another little example of how the bad guys have trying to subjugate us. They subjugate us by even introducing into, this is the whole vaccine industry is so corrupt. It's a $3+ trillion a year industry. And you get an injection, you have no idea. Get your flu shot, get your bird swine flu. They created polio in the lab. They created the cure. It's like a Hegelian dialectic. Action, reaction, solution. They create the problem. People are yelling and screaming for a solution. You say, well, here, get this shot over here. It'll make you feel better. And it's got a 10,000 side effects. And people run out to get it. And they do get it. And here we are running around going, how can we come to some sanity in this whole damn thing here? And what do we see as a result of these injections? We see a development of non-binary people. People don't even know who they are. Well, I'm not a male. The guy's got a penis and identifies as a woman. Come on. That's psychotic. You need therapy. You didn't like yourself at some juncture, and you became something that to be unique. That's not the answer. We have transgender. I'm in between here. Do you know who the god of transgenders are? Baphomet, a hermaphrodite. By the way, a demon with hooved feet, breast on the chest. But this is the god of transgenders. This is what we're dealing with, but we're taking it apart. You know, we look up in the sky, and I know around the world, because when I look at the internet, I see UFOs in across the United States. I see it in Paris. I see it in Argentina. I see it in all these different places, and they're not showing themselves for no reason, and they are at a lower level than they ever have been before, because we have effectively gotten rid of the malevolent entities that came here and have subjugated this planet for so long. We have fought them and have moved them off to other timelines. Now, that's part of the Elohim too, by the way, the good guys that came in here. And they love us. They love us with a type of love that when you hold your baby in your arms and you smell their hair and you would give your life for them, they love us immeasurably.
Now, I have a question, Dean, because we're going to be coming to the end of the show here about around 5:54, 5:55 p.m., what is it, since there's people out there that do not want to accept that we are not the only life force here on planet Earth or on Gaia, because of fear, because of the indoctrination of their churches, of course, the Roman Catholic Church and the Mormon Church and others, they want to keep this knowledge.
Get to the question. Get to the question.
The question is being the fact that the Air Force and Navy and the world governments don't want the world's people to know that there's others here, what can people do to understand that we can maybe take back our country and our world starting at a grassroots level and not worry about these others that are walking among us?
Okay, don't worry about it. It's already taken care of. And first of all, the Navy was probably the spearhead for interaction with extraterrestrials.
Okay.
The Air Force is second. We have technologies that I heard a lecture by a three-star general from the NSA. He says, everything you see on Star Trek, we have. That's why that program was made. We wanted to introduce you to the fact that we are already in space traveling galactically. We are traveling with other species from other places. All the technology that you see, replicators, phasers, all this teleporting technology, we have all that stuff, and we've had it for quite some time.
So you're telling
75 years or more. It doesn't make any difference what the public is. I'm not going to go over here and coddle them. I'm not going to say, well, oh, there. Here's your binky. And it'll be okay. It doesn't make any difference because in the final analysis, they're going to find out. And they're going to find out gently. They're not going to be shocked and running off into the darkness and jumping off of cliffs and things like that. That's not how it's meant to be.
So you're saying that they've already been doing, I mean, I grew up with Star Trek in the 60s. So you're telling me they're doing soft disclosures right now.
They've been doing soft disclosures for 75 years.
All right.
Back in 46, when we had the Roswell incident, it wasn't just Roswell, it was Corona as well. There was two crashes.
Right.
And here's what happened. There were good ETs that came down and said, listen, you guys have atomic bombs and you've been setting them off. We want to give you the technology you want, but you got to stop setting off atomic bombs.
Right.
Do you know why?
Well, we're ruining the planet.
We're cutting a hole in a time-space continuum on the other side of the goddamn galaxy.
Right, right.
And so what would you... I only got a little bit of time. So let me finish my point here. And my point is that they told us to stop it. The military generals went to the president and said, well, if we give up our best weapon, guess what? They'll probably conquer us. So we said no. The bad ETs came down and said, listen, we don't give a crap about your atomic bomb. Keep it. All we want to do is abduct 2% of your population. They said, hey, it ain't us. Go ahead. And they've been doing that.
Right. So what can people do right now on April the 10th, 2023, with the insanity of the market going on, with what's happening with our dollar, with the disruption of the supply chain, the food chain, the attacking our children in the public school systems, what can people do to get back their power, to empower themselves and to have some hope?
You know, listen to our next show.
Okay.
You give me like a minute to answer.
Well, you've got actually 3 or 4 minutes, but we can always do another show.
No, so I got the platform here. Let me tell you that you take it from the fact that the public, who has been properly anesthetized by all the things that are in place before it, what can they do? There's nothing they can do because we're already having Diego Garcia Island has been doing tribunals for a long, long time. So has Gitmo. And so has Washington, D.C., because that's another country outside of the United States. Those are the three territories that have been executing the bad guys in mass numbers. You're not going to read about it in the paper because the newspapers, ABC, CBS, NBC, BBC, all these are thoroughly, totally, and completely owned by the bad guys. So they have a marketing firm that people, they've got to see the information past that. And at this juncture, it doesn't make any difference whether they get it or not. They're still going to be, they're going to benefit from it. Cancer, we cured cancer 75 years ago. Anything that they, they're injecting in our bodies, people that are going out getting a flu shot, they're just believing the programming. And they're killing themselves. And they're putting stuff in their body that, the nano self-replicating particulates. Mercury is a neurotoxin. People can't even think straight anymore. You know why? It's because they got an injection for the flu. They thought it was the flu. It wasn't a flu. What it was programming. They got injected with programming. Now, can this be reversed? The nanotechnology. Because the neural network, the frontal part of the brain, is critical thinking. And if you notice anything of the unusual nature of people out there, you find they lack critical thinking. They don't have common sense anymore. I think that's where I should end. Common sense has gone away, and we will cure it with frequency, vibration, and energy.
Thank you, Dean Chambers. We're going to bring Dean back for part two in the next couple weeks, folks. So thank you for listening in. Chris Brumbles and Jim Hoffman will be with us on Friday, and we'll be talking about the Second Amendment and the state of the world affairs. Thank you again, Dean Chambers, and we'll bring you back again. How's that sound?
It sounds great, Dean Chambers, 228 at PayPal. I appreciate any help you guys can do.
Thank you, folks. Yeah, please support him, what he's doing. He's also a herbalist, so he can give you a lot of advice on that. Can you give your email as well, please?
Oh, my email. It's hon.deanchambers@gmail.com.
One more time.
hon.deanchambers@gmail.com.
Thank you so much, Dean. And folks, we'll make sure Republic Broadcasting Network puts this up. You all have
Thank
a great
you, Maggie.
Rest of the week. Thank you so much, Dean. Folks, we'll be back on Friday with Jim with Chris. Good night.
Remember golden days when the stars and stripes forever symbolized your glorious name, America. But now it's all been changed, and when we gaze upon old glory, it's hard to fight back feelings of shame. We're fed up with lying politicians and greedy corporations who have sold us out time and again. And we're sick and tired of sending our soldiers off to wars that we were never meant to win. We want this country back. We ain't just joking, Jack. We want our liberty and our dignity and our freedoms and our rights restored. We want this country back. She's been driven way off track. We're wide awake and we're madder than hell now, and we ain't gonna take it anymore. No, we're not gonna take it anymore. Now we know our cause is right and our victory's on the way, and we won't give up the fight till we hear 200 million say, we want this country back. We ain't just joking, Jack. We want our liberty and our dignity and our freedoms and our rights restored. We want this country back, and we ain't taking any more flack. Wide awake and we're madder than hell now, and we ain't gonna take it anymore. No, we're not gonna take it anymore. That's right, we're not gonna take it anymore. We said we're not gonna take it anymore. That's right, we're not gonna take it anymore. We said we're not gonna take it anymore.
Hey there, are you gonna wait till the cows come home to get your new ease off drop and lift? What in the world is an Easoff drop-in lid?
Our Easoff is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Easoff installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Easoff?
Go to easoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Easoff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.